This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are things going with Metro Transit? They're going to be letting us know in a formal news conference later today, but we wanted to get a preview and get an idea of how ridership is looking. How about some of the attempts that they've made to really work on safety issues with Metro Transit? Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is General Manager Leslie Canderas. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're going to unveil a lot of the details later today, but we wanted to give our listeners just a little bit of a preview and wanted to know if there were just some specific things you wanted to highlight about ridership and how things have been going as far as what your numbers are showing.
Sure. Well, first off, thank you for having me this morning. And yes, as we look back at 2024 and prepare for 2025, we have seen ridership grow this year, which we're very encouraged by. We've also been able to increase service this year as we've been able to hire more employees. And we've also seen crime decrease over the year as well, which we attribute to our ongoing efforts to advance our safety and security action plan.
That is a big issue for a lot of people. When they think about riding Metro Transit, they get concerned about some of the things that happen, the drug use, that type of thing. What are some of the initiatives that you can highlight that have really had an effect on what you're showing as a downward turn in crime on Metro Transit transportation?
Well, providing a safe and welcoming experience to all our riders and all our employees is our top priority. And a lot of our efforts this year have been focused on increasing official presence on our system. So one new initiative that started in February of this year was launching our Transit Rider Investment Program, also known as TRIP. We now have close to 60 TRIP agents riding our system every day. They're out there assisting customers, checking fares, and again, providing that overall human presence on our system that our riders and our employees tell us helps them feel safer and more welcome while riding.
And there's expansion ahead, and there's some things in 2025 that we can look to even improve access.
Yes. So later today, we anticipate the Metropolitan Council will adopt its 2025 budget. And in that budget, we have several investments to not only continue the work we've been doing, but to expand on it. So we anticipate that with this budget, once it's adopted, we'll be able to grow our TRIP agents to 100 employees next year. We are increasing the investment we're making in supplemental security officers. We first piloted having security officers at key locations last year. We're finding that to be very helpful as one tool. And so we're increasing our investment in that. We're also continuing our work contracting with community-based organizations that ride our system and connect people to resources and services they may need.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving us a preview of, I know you'll be unveiling some more of these numbers, but a lot of growth and expansion ahead in 2025.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Leslie Canderas, General Manager, Metro Transit.